Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working, so I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since, and it's definitely helped, and I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. I've got a special report just for you from my friends at Swiss America, and it's free. Go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to get it now. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, a very frightening scenario played itself out in the nation's capital yesterday. And a little bit later on, people that still don't get the distinctions between the genders. We'll talk about all of it coming straight up here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Some
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, gang. Welcome to Tuesday. Glad you're with us. So to recap the series of events over the last few days, you had the administration late last week, Thursday, sign a proclamation that the president himself signed, declaring that this coming Sunday, this last Sunday, Easter Sunday, would be the Transgender Day of Visibility for the nation. And there was a lengthy proclamation that was written. He signed his name to it, and that's what it became, the day, according. And if you watched the social media all day on Sunday, the stuff that the White House put out, it was nothing but, you know, this is the day of visibility, and we embrace you, and we keep you visible, and we love you, and all this stuff. And it was all color-coded and themed and everything else into the channel of this particular declaration, this effort. Well, as you can imagine, myself, others across the punditry world that speak out on things when we feel like we're needing to, brought everyone's attention to the fact that this flew straight in the face of believers that would be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus on the most important day in the Christian calendar, the kind of pinnacle of the argument as to whether or not Jesus is God is the resurrection. And if the resurrection didn't happen, then every Christian believer throughout all of history is doomed. If it did, every non-believer throughout all of history is doomed. So there's kind of a, it's kind of important. But here's the thing. We made our case. I wrote a column about it. I spoke about this yesterday on the show. News channels covered it. People wrote about it on social media. People wrote about it in commentaries. People spoke about it on radio and television all weekend long. This went, and not just to conservative outlets, it went everywhere. Everybody took note that this had been put into place. Well, yesterday, late in the day, on Monday, after the Easter egg roll had been delayed due to storms, a lot of people were eating into that because simultaneously Joe Biden had also, besides declaring it National Transgender Day of Visibility, he also declared that the White House Easter decorations could not and would not contain any biblical reference to Resurrection Sunday. So there would be no Jesus, there would be no cross, there would be no tomb, there would be no empty tomb, etc. So with that kind of double whammy, the whole nation lives through Easter Sunday. And then he gets asked after the delayed egg roll yesterday by a member of the media. He said, well, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had wanted to ask or had claimed that the president had betrayed the real meaning and emphasis of Easter by doing what he had done. And he said, as a devout Catholic, this is something that should have bothered Joe Biden genuinely. When he's asked the question yesterday, he said, I didn't do that. Now, he didn't stop and think about saying, I didn't do that. He just came out and said, the speaker is uninformed. I did not do that. But there's an actual declaration. It has the president's signature on it. And it contains the words, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., do hereby proclaim on March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, when this little bit of video came out yesterday,
the entire universe didn't know what to do. Because if you're a supporter of the current president, you're kind of dumbfounded. How could he flat out deny something that he had to sign in order for it to happen, that had his name in it? And if you are not a strong supporter of the president, you kind of think, well, either he's old and forgetful, I mean, to an astonishingly bad degree, or he's just trying to gaslight the country, because he does that a lot. He tries to tell us that the economy's good when it's bad, and that gas prices are down when they're up. And this is kind of typical mode of operation for him. But it's truly startling that in the course of 4 days, you have a proclamation being signed, the White House social media blanketing all of the social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, everywhere they could, they put it, that they were celebrating the Transgender Day of Visibility, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they made a big, big deal about it all day long. And then, like, as an aftermath, very, very late, almost too late in the day on Sunday, the president then did issue a tweet saying that Dr. Jill Biden and he wished everybody a happy Easter. But that was his only acknowledgement of the holy holiday. And it came very late on Sunday. And then yesterday, asked directly, could not have been more just direct in terms of the question, did you betray the meaning of Easter by declaring Easter Sunday the day of transgender visibility? He flat out says, I didn't do that, even though there's a proclamation with his signature on it. So people that are looking at this are saying, well, wait a minute. Governor DeSantis said this last night. Speaker Johnson said it on news shows last night. But maybe he doesn't know that he did it. Maybe he didn't know what he was signing. Maybe there is something that someone's keeping from him, and these, you know, 20-year-old wokesters that are in the White House are just shuffling papers to him saying, here, sign this. I would be curious to know your thoughts. KMCradio@gmail.com. Do you think, I'm sorry, thatkevinshow@gmail.com. thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Do you think that he was aware of what he signed and is just lying now about it? Or do you think he was tricked into signing something he didn't know he was signing? thatkevinshow@gmail.com with your reply. I would love to know your general thoughts about all of it, because it is astonishing to have this much evidence to be able to say, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. And for him to say, nope, I never did that. I think that's truly outlandish in many ways. We've got a big show for you coming up yet today. Caitlin Wheeler is here from the University of Kentucky. She swam with Riley Gaines, and she is suing the NC2A. Why is she doing that? She'll tell us a little bit later on. KT McFarland with a look at some national security issues. And before we're done, a little March Madness for you. It's all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people, that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great. And because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer I want.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back to Times Square. My next guest I originally met on the set of another show, but her story is so compelling, I said I have to bring her to That Kevin Show because we have to be vigilant, especially in this day and age in which we live, to protect our daughters from dangers that we just a generation ago would have never dreamed they would have been facing. But like her teammate, Riley Gaines, Caitlin Wheeler has seen the downside of this push to basically substitute men for women instead of establishing and declaring the equality of the two sexes. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to That Kevin Show for the very first time, former All-American swimmer and SEC champion, Caitlin Wheeler. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to get you on my show. Your story is compelling, and I want to delve into it. You've also documented it in a great op-ed piece in the Washington Examiner. I want people to know about that. And I want people to visit your website, takeonthenc2a.com, to further their information knowledge base about what we're about to talk about. But a couple of weeks ago, the NC2A admitted, I believe it was in congressional hearings, that they had done almost zero research into the impact of biological men being in biologically female locker rooms.
And for you and Riley and others that have been having this discussion and dialogue with the nation at large for the last few months, what went through your head when you heard that admission come out?
My immediate reaction was really to laugh because it's absolutely absurd. You know, when asked point blank, they responded by, oh, we hadn't done enough research on this policy that we have in place that is actively and openly discriminating against women on the basis of their sex. And that completely violates Title IX. That's why we've now filed a lawsuit against the NCAA because they're failing in their most basic jobs, which are to protect the fairness and safety of their athletes and to uphold Title IX. And it has failed miserably in several instances these past couple of years. And they're actively, again, and openly discriminating against women. And so hopefully this will be, I guess, a good step in the right direction. Obviously, there needs to be a lot of change. There needs to be a lot of accountability and responsibility taken by the NCAA. The leaders of the NCAA, they need to start making the right decisions. I think we're dealing with a lot of spineless leadership, not just within the NCAA, but I believe people even in the White House who are currently rewriting Title IX to make it more trans inclusive, which to me at this point just means anti-woman. So it really starts at the top and trickles down into the bottom. And so this is really, I think, a great step and a great opportunity for the NCAA to start taking accountability and protecting its female athletes.
Yeah, it was not funny from a comedic standpoint, but it was very funny from an oddity standpoint that recently on SNL, Rami Youssef, who was the host, said that he wanted to see a woman become president soon. And he said that would be such a great thing if a woman became president. And then he said next sentence in the monologue, I kid you not, he goes, in fact, it would be really good if a trans woman became president soon. And in my head, I'm like, you just undid everything you said in the statement before. For whatever degree of belief you had about a woman becoming president, to then turn around and say that you actually wanted a male to become president was to put you back in the camp of what you were before you even said that. And Caitlin, hence lies some of the convolution in terms of the thinking in how the messaging on this issue gets discussed. When you have people like Caitlyn Jenner coming out and saying, I am absolutely against this from the get-go, knowing that Caitlyn's proclivity has been to pursue a trans lifestyle, but doing so from the standpoint that it harms women, I think these voices need to be heard. I think these stories need to be heard. So let's backtrack on your story a little bit. Take us back to the NCAA championships of just a year ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to make it to the 2022 NCAA meet. Going into that season, about halfway through is when we became aware of an individual named Leah Thomas. We had our midseason rankings come out, which these really are kind of the baseline to see where we will be going into the NCAA meet. And so discovering that this individual who was ranked first in multiple events by seconds, which in swimming is a lot, swimming is timed all the way down to the hundredth of a second. So to be ranked first in multiple events by multiple seconds is really rare and kind of unheard of in swimming. But finding out that this individual was in fact a male was shocking. But it was also relieving because we were like, the NCAA, there's no way they would allow a man to compete at the women's NCAA meet, when in fact they did. I was there. I watched Thomas take away trophies, titles from Olympians, world record holders, really the phenom female athletes of the sports. And so it was crazy. Honestly, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe that the NCAA would allow this to happen, especially coming from an organization who's supposed to be upholding and supportive of women in Title IX. But not only that, they allowed this man, Leah Thomas, formerly Will Thomas, into our locker rooms. And I was in the locker room. This is not an environment where you're necessarily super comfortable. You know, it's a vulnerable environment. But growing up in the sport of swimming, you kind of get used to being vulnerable. But I was not prepared to be changing and exposing myself and turning around and seeing a 6'4" male a mere 10 feet from me. And that was definitely a humiliating and shocking and violating experience for me. But I really, in that moment, lost all trust for the NCAA, this organization that up until that moment I had put my trust in. Had really failed on multiple accounts, not just by allowing this man to participate in our sports, but to be in our locker rooms and violating its female athletes. There were athletes, Kylie Allens, who's also on this lawsuit, one of the 15 or one of the 16 female athletes who have put their names in the lawsuit. She went and changed in a janitor's closet, a maintenance closet, because she felt more comfortable changing there than she did her own locker room.
Which is shameful, sad, maddening on so many different levels. And it's interesting because the media doesn't want to play honest with what's happening here from a very, they would argue, kind of from a principled standpoint. Your teammate, Riley Gaines, was on with one of the cable channels recently. And she told a similar story to what you just told us. I believe she was there with you guys, actually. And one of the panelists from the left said, well, would you have trouble if there were lesbians in the locker room? And her response was, no, because they would be women. And women around women is what we're, like, there's such a twisted kind of thing in people's heads about why they are perceiving that you ladies are upset about this. They don't even come to the common understanding of what it is that you're actually wanting. And I think it has to do with allowing facts to not be really acknowledged as facts anymore. And the most basic of all of them are that God made men and women different. That doesn't make them less than equal to each other, but we are different in who we are. And that distinction has a very meritorious purpose, at least in my mind. We're coming back with Caitlin Wheeler here on That Kevin Show. Don't go away.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
Now, did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I don't tell this story very often on air, but in part of my young adulthood, I was an assistant coach on the college level for basketball, the sport of basketball. And I actually started my coaching days in the women's division of NCAA Division III level schools and eventually moved over to the men's division as a senior assistant in a couple of different programs. And Caitlin Wheeler rejoins us, former competitive swimmer, All-American swimmer, and SEC champion at the University of Kentucky. And Caitlin, the reason I bring this up is one of the ways we help the women's team get better and faster and stronger is that one of my jobs was to go and find intramural level players of the male sex that were actually pretty good and quite good against people that were slower and not as well developed as they were. And it helped the girls learn how to play defense and offense and ball movement and shooting and rebounding and all of it much, much better. Now, we had to go into those practices when they would scrimmage and we had to say, you're not allowed to throw elbows. You're not allowed to play against them as though you would be playing against fellow males because they're not males. But the idea was that we could take intramural level players, which were significantly less skilled than our varsity players, and put them into the varsity women's scrimmage for half of a practice one day. And you would see the obvious difference between men and women. It wasn't that the women played more poorly. It was just they had a different entire ethos and universe. Now, this helped our girls get better in practice. So when they played against fellow women, they did quite well, especially against teams that were a little bit bigger and faster than them. They did better than other teams would have normally have done. But does this not prove that when you look at the two sexes, that there are distinctions that need to be acknowledged and that Title IX actually was set up to acknowledge so that fairness could be had?
That's a great example. I mean, speaking from my own experience, I swam against males for my entire career in practice. It didn't matter if they were great or super talented. Gosh, it could have been below average, mediocre male athletes that I was competing against, but I still knew that they could kick my butt any day of the week. They didn't even have to be in shape at the time. And I could be in my best shape. And I know that they could still blow me out of the water. And so really it's crazy that we're being accepted or forced to deny, like you said, logic, reasoning, and common sense. There's a reason why there's two categories. There's a reason why men and women, gosh, even going down to like being prescribed different medications, it goes really in so many different areas. And the fact that we're being asked to deny the truth, to deny reality, and to deny common sense, you know, they tell us, look at the science. We're looking at the science, and the science is in our favor here. And they're ignoring that blatantly. And so that's why it's just crazy that we're having to even have a lawsuit and to have these discussions.
I think part of the problem in all of it, though, is that advancement for women is in decline because this is interrupting that process. And let me just give you a practical example. Governor Gavin Newsom in California has mandated that tampon machines be put in all the middle school and high school boys' bathrooms. Caitlin, there's no use for them to be there in any way, shape, or fashion. Why are we trying to force fit this idea that is anti-science, certainly anti-common sense, as you said, and make all of society adjust to it, as opposed to taking the people that perceive themselves to be different in this way and help them adjust to what reality says, as opposed to what their mind says. It seems to me that the whole diagram is opposite of what it needs to be.
Yeah, it's to me, frankly, really evil what's happening. I think children really are being targeted here. Like you said, they're being forced to swallow lies, really, and confusing children. You know, our leadership is failing children. Our parents are also failing children. They're not protecting and their children in the ways that they should. Unfortunately, they're afraid as well because they're being told that if they don't affirm and their children, that they'll have blood on their hands.
They'll take them away from them. In a couple of states, we have that legislation. All right, real quickly, take on the NCAA.com is the website. This is where you can find out more information about the lawsuit that Caitlin and her teammates and others are party to. Take on the NCAA.com. Take on the NCAA.com, all one word. Go and support the efforts. Caitlin Wheeler, thank you for sharing some time with us. We will have you back, but I appreciate you standing strong and being a voice of common sense.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl.
I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon.
I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer, I ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah. Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed. And I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Bindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Find a reason to be here that's bigger than you are.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution.
Something about that little girl. I think I'm supposed to help.
Based on the inspiring true story.
My name is Sharon. I'm good at plenty of things. Taking no for an answer ain't one.
Find your purpose. Make a difference.
You want to go on an adventure?
Yeah.
Ordinary Angels. Starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan Ritchson. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 23rd.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome. It is Tuesday, and that means it's time to check in once again with KT McFarland, our very own national security expert here at Kevin McCullough Radio. We're so grateful that she shares her insights with us every single week. And KT, one of the things that I wanted to discuss with you is the situation. There's a new report that's out, and we've got depleted morale, low recruitment numbers. We've got all kinds of things going on as it relates to the readiness of the military. And I saw one announcement yesterday that even mentioned that carriers are going to have to rotate slower around the globe for their assignments because of some of the woes we have in terms of allocation of spending here. As a longtime Pentagon official, what is your reaction to our state of readiness?
It's exactly what we had in the late 1970s with Jimmy Carter, and the situation is playing out the same way. Mm. So we had the Vietnam War in the early 70s, a failure, a forever war. The United States turned against the military. The political leadership turned against the military. So by late 1978, we had a military that really was not functioning very well at all. For every tank we had that worked, we had one sitting right next to it on the field that had to be used for spare parts. We had pilots who weren't certified to fly because they didn't have enough flying hours. And then we had ships that really couldn't even be manned because we had such low recruitment. So it was a lot of the same things for a lot of the same reasons, weak political leadership coming out of a failed forever war. But it was turned around overnight with Ronald Reagan because, number one, he increased defense spending so that we adequately funded our forces and we had the readiness issues and the maintenance issues solved and the training issues. Number two, he gave a sense to the men and women who wanted to join the military but had been discouraged from doing it by Jimmy Carter that, well, no, this is a good time to join the military. Be patriotic about it. America loves its people again, and it really loves the people who defend America. So he put pride back into the uniform. And then in a third way, he didn't engage in sort of feckless foreign wars. Reagan, you know, Reagan was one of the only presidents we had in modern times that never went to war. He had a little 2-week war in Grenada. It wasn't even really a war. And yet the confidence that anybody has now in the Biden administration, I mean, my gosh, we could be at war in 3 different places overnight. And we just had the failed Afghanistan war where President Biden pulled out so quickly that we basically handed trillions of dollars and a country over to the Taliban, our mortal enemies. So is it bad? Yes, it's extremely bad. Can it be fixed? Yes, it can be fixed. It can be fixed very quickly with the right president.
Well, I am hopeful that that is going to happen in November. But at the levels that we're talking about right now, I'm just curious, and I'm partly selfishly motivated for this. My brother-in-law is on a carrier in forward active duty right now, and he can't tell us a whole bunch of stuff that's going on, but they are not, let me just put it this way, operating to what even his familiarity of former tours and standards were. And it has to do with, I believe, budget and operational capacity in terms of money and what they need to do. And it seems like if we're in, I don't know if people think we're in the war with Ukraine and Russia or not. It feels like we fully are invested in it from sitting on this side of the water. We certainly have a stake in the Israeli-Hamas conflict. And you've got Iran and North Korea and others that would love to just, and China, that would love to just jump in and create additional chaos at this moment. And it doesn't seem like we have anything near a steady hand at the till.
No, we do not. And that's why the period that we're entering now is one of maximum vulnerability, because the four of the countries that you've just mentioned, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, they're used to dealing with Joe Biden, and they're basically pushed him around time after time after time in the 3 years that he's been in office. And they've got to look and say, well, if Donald Trump comes in, I just returned from a visit to Lithuania where I met with Ukrainian and Baltic officials. And the feeling in Europe is that Donald Trump is a sure thing, that he's definitely going to be elected and it's definitely going to be a change. So if that's the prevailing sense right now in Beijing and in Moscow and Tehran and in Pyongyang, they're saying, well, we may have to face Donald Trump. He's one mean guy. We've dealt with him before and he's tough. And we don't want to have to deal with him again. And we've got an opportunity now with Joe Biden. So I think that we're in a window of like a closing window of opportunity for the bad guys to take advantage of the United States. But it's not just the money. It's not just the maintenance and the, what your brother-in-law is seeing in the Navy of the poor maintenance of the ships and not enough ships. But it's also the attitude of the senior leadership of the military. It's much more about being woke than it is, and diversity and DEI, than it is about, like, let's have training exercises where we figure out how to kill an enemy that's trying to kill Americans. So the emphasis has changed as well. It's not one of let's hone our warfighting capabilities.
Well, I think the reason people enlist and get involved in a military career is because they want to serve the country. And at least on the male side of the population, I think they want to do it because they do want to protect things and kill bad guys and break things when called upon to do so. That's a very interesting insight, Katie. Always appreciate it. Let me shift gears a little bit. There's rumor of more meetings, maybe in Cairo this time, between Israel and the Arab powers that are supporting the Palestinians. What is your take on where we are with that conflict specifically?
Well, I think that the main division here is between Israel and the Biden administration. If the Biden administration looks like they're going to abandon Israel, and that has not just PR tactics about it, but it's a problem for Israel if we stop sharing intelligence, if we don't backfill the military equipment the Israelis are using. But I think Trump had the best approach of all when he said, look, Israel, finish the job, but do it quickly. That nobody has an appetite for a prolonged conflict in Gaza. So Israel, if you've been holding back, if for some reason you're not going after the senior leadership of Hamas, do it now and do it quickly. Because I don't think the United States or the world is going to have an appetite for a prolonged conflict. And, you know, Hamas knows this, and so does Iran. You know, they never can beat Israel on the battlefield. So they know, how do they beat Israel? They beat Israel in the court of public opinion, and that's what they're going for. The longer this drags on, the more they win, the bad guys win in the court of public opinion.
Last shorty, Donald Trump, he's already kind of talking to world leaders through the megaphone of his own platform. Are they listening?
They've got to be terrified. As I said, I just got back from Europe, and the prevailing attitude is that Trump is going to win. So they're paying a lot.
So he's already impacting national policy now, and we should be thankful for it.
We should be thankful for it, but we should also understand that we're entering a period of maximum vulnerability.
KT McFarland, always appreciate your insights.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes on the Tuesday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Again, for anything you need from me, and we try to make it all free. It's never behind a paywall. You can go to thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. I've got some snazzy merch. I've got hats and some coffee mugs and other things. You can get those at thatkevinstore.com. And if you would like to try to win one of those mugs, send an email to thatkevinshow.com and just put mug in the subject line. We're going to draw a winner each weekend for every weekend left in the year of 2024. So every weekend, I will announce on my social media the winner of the That Kevin Show mug. Would love to send you one if you end up winning. But just send me an email. The body can be your address and tell me which mug you would prefer, the black or the white one. and send it to thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Finally, today, Caitlin Clark had 41 points last night. You may not know who that is. She is the all-time greatest women's basketball player at the college level. She took over the career point scoring. She won this year because of how deep they've gotten into the tournament. She has taken the new record for all-time most assists in NCAA postseason play for a woman, et cetera. And she's having a great year. And I'm kind of pulling for her. I hope she goes all the way and wins the championship. They're now in the Final Four. The Iowa Hawkeyes are against the other three women's teams that are there. But true to form, last night, after she put on this dazzling display of 41 points and a bunch of rebounds and 12 assists, somebody on social media popped up and said, you know, Caitlin Clark would be competitive in the NBA. And I'm like, man, do we often just keep missing the mark? Caitlin Clark would not last a day in the normal NBA, the National Basketball Association, as a pro. At best, she would be a bench player, a deep bench player, for one of the men's teams that's in the NBA, if she made the team at all. Kev, how come you say that? Well, for one thing, I coached college basketball in the men and women's division. I can tell you the difference in speed is stunning. The difference in strength is overwhelming. She's never faced anything half as fast as a men's college team, much less a team of professionals that would all have been the best, the very best player on their team in high school and college. It's kind of like when somebody says, oh, well, you know, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish or the USC Trojans or, you know, Georgia Bulldogs or Alabama, when they're really good in college football one year, they could play in the NFL. No, they couldn't. Maybe two or three of their guys at the most would make an NFL team. But the NFL is stocked with people that at every position were the best, you know, player on their team growing up. And I don't know why we even have to have this conversation. Isn't it enough? Isn't it great that Caitlin Clark can be a woman and accomplish what she can do amongst women and be considered the greatest of all time? That's my thought. I'm Kevin McCullough. We will see you again next time.